You're listening to Isoca Live, a podcast dedicated to connecting you with Isoca leaders and tech industry professionals as they bring you trends, tips, and the latest news. Stay tuned as we investigate insights, provide in-depth interviews with our experts, and secure answers to your most pressing questions. Are you ready? It's time for Isoca Live.
Hey, hello everyone. It's David Samuelson, the CEO of Isoca, and we're glad to be back with you again on LinkedIn Live. As you remember, we promised to come back from time to time and introduce you to some thought leaders and some of our own team, and today is no exception. Last time we had Nader Kamery, our Chief Product Officer, and this time we have Simona Rollingson, our Chief Technology Officer, and a couple members of her team to join me today to talk about our digital transformation. But before I do that, I want to ask all of you to put in the comment fields, tell us where you're joining us from. Last time we had people from all over the world. I'm hoping that we do indeed have that again this time. So it'd be very exciting if you just put your where you're coming in from, and later on we'll take some of your questions. So today we're talking a bit about our digital transformation at Isoca. We've been undergoing our own digital transformation like many companies all over the world. And so I want to first introduce Simona to you and have her introduce herself, and then we'll meet Sean and Amy. So hi, Simona.
Hello, David. I'm so glad to be here. And I'm also even more glad that Amy and Sean are here because they do the work. And many a times I joke that I'm the overhead. But I had earlier roles as developer, and I ended up as a president of Follett Software Company. Later was the CIO of Cook County in Chicago, Illinois. And most recently, I served as a CIO for Clayco, which is a construction and real estate company. Throughout my career, I have led many successful and challenging digital transformation projects and change and evolution.
Yeah, and I'm really happy that Simona's here with that kind of experience, because we really want our digital transformation to support all of you, and that's really what it's all about, and we're trying to modernize our platform. So in order to do that, we need more help. So Sean, why don't you introduce yourself, and then Amy after that.
Sure. Hi, everyone. I'm Sean Ways. I've been with the company for 5 years. I've held a variety of positions within the organization since I've joined. I started off my career as with Isoca as part of the CMI Institute. My background is in software development, and I'm blessed to be working with amazing people here at Isoca, amazing mentors in David and Simona, and amazing peers like Amy. So it's a pleasure to be here.
Great to have you, Sean. Amy, your turn.
Hi, everyone. My name is Amy Witkowski, and I'm the Senior Director of the Enterprise Project Management team. I've been with Isoca for about 6.5 years. When I started here, I was a project manager in the shared services team, and I've had the opportunity to progress into my current role. Before Isoca, I worked for 16.5 years at a legal publishing company in various positions, but originally started as a content production specialist, and then there I shifted to IT and finally to project management, which honestly is my true passion.
And you're good at it, so we're lucky to have you. Simona, it takes a village, and this is just part of the village that you have. And you often talk about, you know, digital transformation is really dependent on the team that you have. So I wondered if you could talk a little bit about what capabilities you've added to the IT team, and what have we been up to in this digital transformation?
Well, David, digital transformation, just like other terms, is quite poorly understood. You know, there is digitalization, and then there is digital transformation. All of the others you can do in siloed projects. But digital transformation, I call it a team sport, right? It takes not only a whole village, but the whole really company, and requires that we deal with change across the whole enterprise. So it's not just capabilities on our side, but it's also on the business capabilities and building relationship across the boundaries. On our side, the two teams that we really are doing fantastic work under Amy and Sean's team. And so one of the capabilities is program management. I think program management is a whole new frontier, and just the upgrade from project management to program and product management, it's key to digital transformation. And second, under Sean, is not only the agile development and understanding of agile transformation, but also introducing the business architecture, understanding business architecture and capability. So those are the two pillars, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's very important. And just on a personal note, Simona, someone's asking, where are you from originally?
We're global. Okay, great question. I'm going to take the next 20 minutes. Now, I was born in Sofia, Bulgaria. You know, Bulgaria is an old Thracian nation, and Sofia is a 9,000-year-old capital of it.
Well, what's great about that is we are a global organization, so it's nice to know that someone is caring about where you're from. So I appreciate that. So Sean, so we've had to look at recruiting for sort of future knowledge and skills as we think about our future and what, you know, what our members are going to need from us. And you know, we've really just begun this transformation. Can you share a bit about how to successfully recruit for these types of skills that we need going forward and for a successful digital transformation, especially the kind that we're trying to provide?
Absolutely. So if you're a technologist at all and you've had to hire, you know that it's a challenging environment at the best of times. And now that the economies are starting to pick up again, it's incredibly competitive out there. So there's a few things that we look for at Asaka. First, we want to make sure that we're hiring people with the right technical skills that we need. So for us, it's really making sure that we're staffing up for the platform of the future, as well as retaining and hiring staff for the programs that we have in place already. But we do look for a differentiator. Not all technologists have the ability or capability to have a customer-centric vision. And that's a core piece of our digital transformation, is making sure that we're talking to our customers, to our members, finding out what their pain points are and how to address them. So having people that are excited and willing to talk to our members and customers as they build the platform of the future is an important part of our hiring process.
That's very true, Sean. We're, as a global organization, we have to be available sort of anytime, anywhere for busy adults. And that's part of what we're transforming to become. So Amy, this is a big project. Digital transformation is a big project. So tell me what kinds of things have you thought about in terms of the level of project management required for us to be successful?
Well, for this project, I mean, I think it's large enough to be called at least a program, but we have to look like holistically across the organization to make sure that we're aligning strategically and avoiding collisions or looking for synergies with the other initiatives that are occurring within the organization. And we want to make sure that the priorities of IT and ISACA align within and also with our business partners.
Yeah, so it's really sometimes like herding cats, isn't it? You have to get everybody going in the same direction, and sometimes the priorities aren't there. But if we don't get the foundation right, we can't build a strong, you know, tower on top, which is our ambition. So, Simona, so aside from building a great team with the right skills, what are some of the other important factors, guiding decisions and directions that you've had to make for this digital transformation?
So we are, David, you know, obviously there, it all starts with people, right? It's people, process, and technology. It starts with people, but we are also exploiting all the technology trends designed to transform a mid-size or a small to mid-sized enterprise like ourselves. So trends like data curation, operational innovation, risk-based security, cloud services, infrastructure utility. So we are really looking at all of the trends and mixing and matching to make sure that we are using all the right tools at our disposal.
That's great. Say, Sean, there was a follow-up question about some of the skills you're looking for. What kinds of specific technical skills do you are you referring to? What do you mean when you say right technical skills?
Sure. So as a modern software development team, we're looking for people who have specifically DevOps experience, CI/CD, continuous integration, continuous delivery. Isaka, we're a Microsoft tech stack, so we're looking for people who have C#, front-end technologies. We're looking for React, Redux. On the data side, we're looking for data engineers with T-SQL, Azure experience. We're also looking for Salesforce architects and engineers. It's pretty modern.
That's great. Simona, what does all this mean? You know, it's fine to transform for its own sake, but we're doing it because why? You know, what is it that what's our impact that we're looking for?
Well, David, this is it's not a seated question, but this is my favorite question because Isaka is a mission-driven organization, and it's extremely humbling. We work for practitioners like ourselves, so our mission of bringing the next generation of practitioners in many technical arenas is our mission, and that's why we are doing it, so that our business model, right? I mean, the digital transformation is about the business model covers really our members, our partners, our trainers, and just the whole ecosystem of people that we work with.
That's right. And today we have almost 180, sometimes 200 people joining us today, and they're coming from everywhere, including Brazil, Nicaragua, Tunisia, Israel, Holland, Qatar, Ukraine, and Nigeria. So we really are a global organization where we want to serve our members in ways that our technology has to support that. It's not about the technology, it's about the connection. And technology helps us connect globally, just like we're doing using this platform. And if we learned one thing about all of us, I think about the pandemic, is how much we rely on technology to stay connected and how it needs to stay simple and easy to use. And those are some of the, you know, the tenets of our particular transformation. We had a long ways to go, didn't we, Simona? We were kind of coming from behind, I think, and we're making great progress. What would you say has been the hardest part of that, coming from behind, trying to get, you know, leapfrog into the future? And what are your hopes and dreams about that?
So coming from behind, obviously the time pressure is significant, but the team has rallied, and we are able to, you know, to stand up to the occasion and leapfrog. Coming from behind also is we had a number of antiquated technologies, not unusual for mid-sized enterprises like us. So I won't surprise anyone to say that one of the challenges, obviously, is not just building the team, but also culturally making sure that we build relationships across the aisles to make sure that the culture doesn't reject us, right? So that a lot of those initiatives with the goal of building this new ecosystem of technologies does not get rejected by the organization and by our members and customers. So that's the biggest challenge, couch and relationships. And then my hope for the future is for us to continuously innovate and iterate and to establish multidisciplinary teams as a norm, right? We shouldn't just stop with this particular project or transformation. It should become a norm and a way of doing business and growing.
Thanks, Simona. Gilbert's asked a question about what our vision is for this digital transformation project. And I want to start by saying that it's table stakes in order to become truly a global organization. One has to use technology in a way that makes us relevant and valuable and trusted as an association all over the world, and that we can connect with one another. And so when Simona started, we put our heads together and said, we've got to get better. We've got to get more modern. And this this was sort of the beginning of that. Simona, what would your answer, or Amy, or Sean, do you have an answer to Gilbert's question that I didn't touch on?
I think to add to what you've said, David, it's really the platform that's going to allow us to meet our customers where they are rather than having us drive our members to where we are. It's really about the outreach and the ability to serve our membership now and into the future in a way that is relevant and valuable for them.
That's great. How about you, Amy? What do you think? What are your hopes and dreams for this?
Mine are along the same lines, but we want to make the necessary connections with our members and our internal partners to understand their pain points and then regularly connect and address them and meet them at least part of the way.
That's right. Anything from you, Simona?
No, I think that was well said, and I'm very appreciative for the opportunity and looking for all kind of feedback from our members as we move on our journey.
Yeah, part of the reason that we're being transparent about our own digital transformation is that I believe that every company is going through a transformation these days, in part because of the pandemic. It really pushed us, many of us, into almost every company having to have some digital footprint to do business. And so we want to learn with you about what that means. And many of you in the audience are responsible for this kind of activity in your companies. And we're learning from you through all of the volunteer work and through our communities of practice and the input we have. And this team often thinks about how can we learn from ourselves. And we have so many great, you know, frameworks and activities that help steer projects like this successfully in terms of IT governance and what good looks like. So I'm grateful to have not only the three people who are here, but all of the 157,000 members out there who also have passion for ISACA helping us make this transformation successful. Well, we're out of time, but I wanna give all of you just a second to say anything in closing, and then we'll see if there's any last questions before we end. Simone, any closing remarks?
So I would recommend that any digital transformation or project that matters, you should invest time in relationships, and also anything that's worthwhile takes time. So some things cannot be done in 10 weeks. So see it through, because I've been a part of many transformational projects that didn't really materialize because they were cut too short and they were de-scoped too much. So that's my advice.
Yeah, and before I leave you, Simona, Parul is asking about our attention to cybersecurity in this transformation. Can you just comment on that? Because we've spent a fair amount of time on that.
Correct. So We are moving more to the left side of the DevSecOps, so more and more tools are becoming really part of the norm in the software development cycle. And so our organization uses Veracode, uses other tools, as well as obviously we are meticulous around change management, the change advisory board, and we have third-party application monitoring services to make sure that this and the pen test, which are executed annually and repeated when there are findings, are major tools in our tool bag.
Yeah,
great. Go ahead, Sean.
Just add on to that, our architecture team actually does security and privacy by design at the design and architecture level. So it's baked in before it even gets down to the developers, who are also trained on DevSecOps and best practices. So we take it seriously.
That's great. We have a great question from Gilbert. With webinars being more popular, can more chapter events cross borders? And that's sort of at the heart of what we're talking about here. We want to be able to reach people all over the world, you know, sort of in a borderless way that technology can do that. But that takes a different set of tools sometimes, and a different mindset for sure. And so the short answer is, of course. The longer answer is, you know, it's going to take some time on the people side to make those things happen smoothly. But I think it's a great suggestion. So any closing remarks, Sean or Amy? And I'll see if there are any other questions.
As we launch the digital platform, if you have feedback, please send it to us. The only way we get better is when we engage with our end users and our members. We're here to serve you, and I look forward to doing that for some time to come. Thanks for having us today.
Thanks, Sean. Amy?
I just want to thank everyone for giving me the opportunity to speak and share my thoughts.
It's great to have all of you. And next time I'm going to be interviewing Julia Knaus, who is our Chief Membership Officer, and we'll talk a little bit more about member activity, member innovation, and chapter activity, such as the question we just had. So thanks everyone for joining us from all over the world, and so great to know that you're out there and that we could spend a few minutes together. And I hope the rest of your week is fantastic. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for listening to ISOCA Live, an ISOCA podcast.